Yiraisa.
Today's Amud is Yuma Yud Aleph from a base. We're holding on Yud Aleph from a base, 10 lines from the top, by the words Tani Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. So the Gemara is continuing to discuss some of the halachas of mezuzos. Now says the Gemara, Tani Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Kamei de Rava. Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, so he taught a braisa in front of Rava. He told him a braisa. The braisa says that Shisha Sha'arim are paturim in a mezuzah. There are 6 sha'arim that are patur from mezuzah. Which the Tosfos Yeshanim already points out that avada there are many more than 6 sha'arim that are patur from mezuzah. This is not really a complete list, but the Bryce is listing a list of 6 different sha'arim which are patur from mezuzah. So the following 6 sha'arim are patur from mezuzah. Beis HaTeven, an entranceway to a place where someone stores straw, ubeis ha'bakar, a place where someone stores cattle, ubeis ha'etzim, a place where a person stores wood, ubeis ha'etzras, a place where a person stores yayin v'shemen, v'shar ha'madai, in an arched entranceway, is pata from mezuzah, v'shar she'enu mekura, and a shar that doesn't have a lintel, an entranceway needs to have 2 side posts and a lintel, so if there's no lintel, if there's no crossbeam on the top, so then it's not asara. And also, if one has an entranceway that's less than 10 tefachim tall, less than 10 tefachim tall is not considered a tzuras ha-pesach, and it's not chayiv mezuzah. So that's 7 cases. We had beis ha-tevin was 1, beis ha-bakar is 2, beis ha-etzim is 3, beis ha-etzrais is 4, shar ha-madai is 5, shar she'ne mekura is 6, v'shar she'ne gvaya asara is 7. So Amar Lei, so Rava said to Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, patacht b'shisha v'salacht b'shiva. You told me you're going to tell me a list of 6, and then you told me 7. So Amar Lei, so Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda said back, shar ha-madai tanahi, that shar ha-madai is really a machlekes tanahi. And that's why that's not included in the list of 6, really. The 6 means that there are 6 cases that don't have a machlekes, which the chayr is a pella, because if we're not teaching cases that are, that if the 6 doesn't include cases which are machlekes, so then it should have left out the first 4 cases. Beis HaTeven, Beis HaBakar, Beis HaEitzim, and Beis HaEitzris are all a few Rav Huna, which seemed to be the maskana of the previous Gemara. Rav Huna holds that in all those cases is a machlekes about them. So how could the Gemara say that Shar HaMada is not included? Because Shar Hamadai has a machlekes about it. The whole first four group of cases have a machlekes about it. So Rabbeinu Chananel says that according to Rav Kahana, so you have to say that the Brice is discussing a case where Nashim are reichtzeis behen, that the Nashim bathe in them, and therefore the Kuli Alma, it's pata from mezuzah. But either way, so says the Gemara, that Shar Hamadai, there's a machlekes about Shar Hamadai, an archway, whether or not it's chayev or pata from mezuzah. The Tanya we learned in a Brice, Kippa, an arched doorway. So Rabbi Meir mechayev in mezuzah, v'chachamim peitrim. So Rabbi Meir says an arched doorway is chayev in mezuzah, and the chachamim say it's potter. So there's different ways to read this Gemara, but we'll be mefarish the way Rashi is mefarish. That the chachamim say it's potter, Rashi explains, the chachamim say that an arched doorway is potter because an arch, it decreases the width of the entranceway. Naturally, because it curves in, so it's gonna decrease the width of the entranceway. And the chachamim say it's potter because we're discussing a case that because of the arch, the doorway is now going to be less than 4 tefachim wide. A doorway has to be at least 4 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim tall. And so, but because of this arch, so now by the time it gets to 10 tefachim tall, it's going to be less than 4 tefachim wide. And there, in such a case, we'll see why Rameir says it's still chayiv, but the Chachamim say it's pata from mezuzah because you don't have a full entranceway that's 10 tefachim tall, and throughout the 10 tefachim, you have a width of 4 tefachim. Because here the arch decreases the width to be less than 4 tefachim wide. So that's what Rashi learned. So the Chum says it's patrim because it's not 4 tefachim wide along 10 tefach of height. Veshavin, however, says the Gemara Vayter. Veshavin, the Brisa continues that they both agree. Even Rameir agrees. Even the Chachamim agree. Even the Chachamim, who normally say an arch doorway is pater, like we just said, they only say it's pater because you don't have 4 tefach of width along a 10 tefach height. And therefore, Veshavin, they agree. Shem yesh biragla asara. If you have that, there's 10 tefachim of height of the doorway with a 4 tefach of width, so then shechayev is b'mezuzah. So that is going to be chayev mezuzah, even if there's an arch on top. It's not like they have a problem with the arch. An arch is fine. It's fine to have an arch. It's just that you need to have that there's 10 tefach of height with a 4 tefach width. So if you have a 10 tefach of height, while there's still 4 tefach of width, and only afterwards there's an arch which decreases it, or it could be the arch starts earlier, but there's still 4 tefach of width until the arch makes it decrease to less than 4 tefachim, if you have 10 tefachim of height, so then the chachamim are going to agree that it's chayiv in mezuzah. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Abaye clarifies, the Kuli Alma, everyone agrees, the Gavaya Asara, Ve'en Beragla Shlesha, that if you have, that it's 10 tefachim tall, I mean, the Be'etzim, the entranceway is 10 tefachim tall, but you don't have 3 tefach of height with 4 tefachim of width. Meaning already below 3 tefachim, the arch already made it decrease to be less than 3 tefachim, than 4 tefachim of width. I mean, I guess you have to say it's a very subtle, arch, and therefore already within 3 tefachim of height, it's already less than 4 tefachim wide, but eventually the arch then continues up and it makes the doorway that it's at least 10 tefachim tall, but it's already less than 4 tefachim of width, already mamish by the bottom. Within its first 3 tefachim from the ground, we already have less than 4 tefachim of width. In such a case, everyone agrees, even Remeir Vlav Klumhi, that it's not going to be chayv mezuzah, because since already within the first 3 tefachim from the ground, the width decreases to less than 4 tefachim, so then even Remeir agrees, so then we look at that like it's just an extension from the ground. We don't have any doorway. Even though the bottom 3 tefachim, because of Lavud, is considered like part of the ground, and therefore we don't have any doorway. It's considered as if none of it is 4 tefachim wide. So that everyone agrees. Inami, another case where everyone agrees, says Abaye, is if yesh beragla shleisha ve'ena gavaya asara, if let's say you do have that it's 4 tefachim wide along its whole height of the first 3 tefachim from the ground. You do have that, however, the arch eventually ends and it never gets, the doorway never gets to being 10 tefachim tall. So that everyone agrees, vlav klumi, because like we said before, etzuras ha-pesach needs to be at least 10 tefachim tall, so if at the end of the day the entranceway is not 10 tefachim tall, there's nothing to talk about. Even Rameir is going to tell you that it's not chayv mezuzah. Like nechul kud, the machlokes is ele begavaya asara. The doorway, the entranceway, is 10 tefachim tall. V'yesh beragla shleisha, and you do have a 4 tefachim of width along its first 3 tefachim. V'aim berach v'dalad. However, it doesn't continue throughout the whole 10 tefachim. You don't have 4 tefachim of width. So it comes out that the whole doorway itself is 10 tefachim tall. And from the bottom of the doorway, if you would start measuring the width on the floor of the doorway, you would see that it's 4 tefachim wide. And you go up, you continue to go up and measure the width, it's still 4 tefachim wide. You continue to go up, already the first 3 tefachim, as you go up, it's still 4 tefachim wide. But then it decreases. By the time it gets to 10 tefachim of height, it's less than 4 tefachim wide. That's where we have our machlekes. Remeir Savar Chaykikin Lahashlim. Remeir says that we could use the potential of the entranceway to be carved out in order to make it 4 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim tall, to be as if it was carved out, and therefore it's going to be chayv mezuzah. I mean, because there's a wall on top of the archway. So you could view it as if we carved out into the wall and made it into a entranceway that was 4 tefachim wide along the whole 10 tefachim of width. So since it has that potential, so therefore it's going to be chayv mezuzah. For Rabbanan Savri, ain chaykin lahashlim. But the Rabbanan hold that we don't say such a thing. We're not chaykin lahashlim. But at the end of the day, the way Rashi understands is that the chisaron over here is always going to be that which it's less than 4 tefachim wide. The reason why the chachamim say it's pater from mezuzah is because you don't have an entranceway that that for an entire 10 tefachim of height that it's 4 tefachim wide, and therefore it's pater from mezuzah. That's going to be shitas Rashi. Bezus Hashem in the Areisa LaHalacha sheet at the end of the week, so we're going to delve more into the sugya and discuss shitas Harambam, which is slightly more complicated, but that's the ikar shita LaHalacha. Anyway, says the Gemara Vayter, Tan Rabbanan. Beis HaKnesses uBeis HaIsha uBeis HaShutfin Chayavis B'mezuzah. The lacha is that a shul, a house of a woman, or a house that is jointly owned, in all these places, or jointly lived in, they're all going to be Chayavis B'mezuzah. They're all Chayav in Mezuzah. Frak the Gemara Pshita, obviously, why not? Why would I think that any of these places are potter from Mezuzah? So says the Gemara, Ma'u Ditema, I might have thought to say, because the Torah says Beis Echa. So we should darshan from Beis Echa, Vula Beis Ha. That's only Beis Echa, Lashon Zachar, and not her house. A house of a lady is Pata from Mezuzah. Which the Shagas Ari and Gvuras Ari over here points out, that the entire Torah is mainly said B'Lashon Zachar. Like this is in Kedushin of Ezim Abay says, that the majority of the entire Torah is said B'Lashon Zachar. And we don't generally darshan that the Torah is only said for men. So what's the Pshat over here? We're darshaning from Beis Echa Rabbah to be lafuke, a house of a lady. So the Shagas Arya points out, because here, the entire parsha of Vahaya is said b'lashon rabbim. And then we have that the Torah by Mezuzah switches to lashon yachid. And it says Beisecha, so because here it switches to Lashon Yachid, so we darshan Beisecha v'loy Beisa. We darshan not her house. Now we're going to darshan the word Beisecha. So once we're going to darshan the word Beisecha, so we'll say it's first of all it's Lashon Zachar, so that's lafuke a bias of an isha, and also we'll darshan Beisecha v'aiter in the Gemara Beisecha v'loy Baseihem v'loy Bateihem. We're going to darshan a house of an individual and not a jointly lived in house such as a Beis HaKnesses or a Beis HaShutfim. So that's I would have thought that all these places. This is our potter, kamashma, that we don't make such a drasha. But I would have thought to make such a drasha that a base of knesses, a base of isha, a base of shutfin is potter for mezuzah, kamashma on the braisa, that no, it's chayevis and mezuzah, and we don't make such a drasha. Frakta Gemara, it's such a good drasha, veima chanami, why don't we make the drasha? It sounds like a very nice drasha, why don't we make it? Says the Gemara, because Amar Krak, because the Torah says that the chiva mezuzah is the man yirbu yamechem vimei venechem, in order that you should have a long life. Mezuzah grants long life, and therefore we say that hani bayichai, hani loy bayichai, only men need life, women don't need life. So, and therefore, avada, it must be that they're also chayiv. And therefore, we don't darshan beisecha, and we say that really all these places are chayiv in mezuzah. Which Rabbi Kivager in the Gilyan Ashas over here points out that this svara only works regarding women. Meaning, there's a very different, and the yisoid of the potential patori would have said for women, and a beis hashutfim is very different, Rabbi Kivager points out. By women, we would say that the patori is because of her. That women are potter, so therefore, if you have a house that's lived in by a lady, so the house is potter from mezuzah. Why? Because it's because of the lady. She herself potters the house from mezuzah. But by Beis HaShutfin, it's not the pshat that the men are potter from mezuzah. If each one of those individuals would have his own house, he'd be chayv in mezuzah. It's the fact that it's being owned in by more than one person. It's not the person that's pottering it. It's the fact that it's being owned it's being lived in by many people. That's what's pottering it from mezuzah. So as we Vager, this svara that the Gemara says that hani b'yichai v'hani loy b'yichai, that only makes sense by the Beis HaNoshim, by Beis HaIsha. By a Beis HaIsha, you could say that it doesn't make sense that the Torah is coming to pater her from mezuzah because she also needs life. But by Beis HaShutfin, you can't apply that svara because in a chanami they all need life, and that's why each one of them, when they have their own house, they're going to be chayiv in mezuzah because they need life. Here, the Torah isn't because of the individual. It's not that he doesn't need life. In a chanami, he needs life. But when there's a Torah, when it's lived in by many people, so then it's potter from mezuzah. So, Frakta Rikiva Eger, so this far should only tell us that a Beis HaIsha is chayiv in mezuzah. How do we know that a Beis HaShutfin and a Beis HaKnesses is chayiv in mezuzah? So I saw Rav Chaim Kanievsky in a Sefer Siach HaSada over here. He writes a teretz that l'chair is so obvious that it makes us have to think more about Rav Kiv Eger's kasha. But the Maisa's teretz is that he says like this. He says, Einachanami, really this svara is only true by women. We could only apply this type of svara, hani b'yichai v'hani lei b'yichai, to the Beis HaIsha. However, once we have to apply it to the Beis HaIsha, so that means it comes out that when the Torah said Beisecha, it's lav dafka. When the Torah said Beisecha, it didn't mean Lashon Zachar Lafuke Nashim. So the word Beisecha is Lav Dafka. That's what comes out. So once we say that Beisecha is Lav Dafka, because you can't darshan Beisecha V'loy Beisa, once it's Lav Dafka, then you also can't darshan Beisecha V'loy Beisa Shutfin, V'loy Beisa Knesses. You can't make such a drasha, because we see from Isha that Beisecha is Lav Dafka. So Enachanami, the Svara only applies to an Isha. But says Rav Chaim, but once we say that it applies to an Isha, that means al karchach beisach is lav dafka. If beisach is lav dafka, you have no right to darshan beisach avloi beisach nesses and beisach avloi beisach shutfim. That's what Rechaim says. But anyway, says the Gemara Vayter. So now that we're saying that you can't darshan from Beisecha to make these drashas, so then what taka is Beisecha for? So says the Gemara, El Beisecha Olamali, what's Beisecha for? What do we learn now from Beisecha? Says the Gemara, Kedu Rava, we learn out that which Rava darshaned. The Amar Rava, Rava said, Derech Biascha. We learn out from Beisecha that you put the mezuzah on the side of the doorpost. Which doorpost? Is right side or left side? You put it in Derech Beisecha, Biascha. The way you walk in. And now we know, V'chiyakar Inishkari, when the person picks up his feet, so Diamina, he picks up his right foot first. So because he picks up his right foot first, he ends up walking into the house through the right side first, because he picks up his right side first. So that's why. So therefore we put the mezuzah on the right side of the doorpost. Ask now, what about a lefty? So maybe a lefty should put a mezuzah on the left side. So the Ramah in Yerdei and Simon Reish Pei Tesef Beis, he brings a Mordechai. And the Mordechai says that once a mezuzah is to protect for the entire Bnei HaBayis, because the mezuzah is to protect for the entire Bnei HaBayis, so therefore, even if you personally are a lefty, says the Mordechai, you should still put the mezuzah on the right side, because it's to protect for everyone in the family, so therefore you have to put it on the right side. That's what the Mordechai says. Now the Shach points out that the implication of the Mordechai is that if you would have a household that everyone in the family is a lefty, so then you should taka put it on the left side. He only says that you put it on the right side because it's for everybody. It's not just for you. Mashma, that if everybody is a lefty, so then you should put it on the left side, which the Shach says that is not true. The stima saloshin of the Gemara in many places and of all the Paiskim and everywhere where they discuss these halachas is that it always goes on the right side. There's never a time where you put it on the left side. So obviously that's not the case. So says the Shach, so what's the pshat that we always put it on the right side? Even a lefty puts it on the right side. And so he explains that there's a very fundamental difference between mezuzah and tefillin. Tefillin is a mitzvah on the person. The person has a chiv to put on tefillin, so therefore it's totally on the individual, and a righty taka puts his tefillin on his left arm, and a lefty puts his tefillin on his right arm. There's a difference between the righty and the lefty. But by mezuzah, even though it's a chiv hadar, l'maisa, the mitzvah is a mitzvah on the house, and therefore it's not totally on the individual. It's not totally on the individual person. It's totally in the house, and therefore it always goes on the right side. That's what the Shach explains. Says the Gemara Vayter, so it comes out, so all these places we said is Chayv and Mezuzah. A Beis Aisha, a Beis HaShutfin, a Beis HaKnesses, we said all these places are Chayv and Mezuzah. So now says the Gemara, a similar halacha, Tani Idach, we learned in another Braisa, that Beis HaKnesses, a Beis HaShutfin, a Beis Aisha, Mitamim Benigam. All these places, they're Mitamim Benigam. They're all considered a bias L'inyin Negam. That if there's a Nega, a Tzaras, that's found on a house, that's a Beis HaShutfin, or a Beis HaKnesses, or a Beis Aisha. So in all these cases, the house is going to be metame b'negam. Says the Gemara Pshito. Obviously, why would I think that it's not considered a bayis l'inyan negam? Says the Gemara. I would have thought to say uba asher loy habayis, because the pasuk says regarding nigei batim, it says uba asher loy habayis. The one who has the house to him, he comes to the kayin. So again, the Shaigas Arya points out that here the word loy is extra, and therefore because it's extra, so we're going to darshan loy v'layla. It's mashu only if he has a house, but not she. Loy. Only if he, Lashon Yachid, and not a house that's owned by many people, that's used by many people. And therefore, I would have thought to make this drasha to say that a basic nasis, a basic shutfin, a basic isha, that it doesn't have nigei batim. Kamash molon, that really it does. That's the chiddush of the braisa, that it does have nigei batim. Says the Gemara, veima achanami, why don't we taka make this drasha to say that it doesn't have nigei batim? Says the Gemara, because amakra, because the pasuk says, but base eretz achuzaschem, and achuzaschem is lashon rabbim. So you see that the pasuk by nigei batim includes even a house that's owned by rabbim, that shaykh to negayim, and therefore we see that loy is lav dafka. You can't darshan loy v'loy lahen, and in Mela we're also not going to darshan loy v'loy la. That's how we'll be mefarish. That because once we see that you can't darshan loy v'loy lahen, so we'll also darshan. We'll say that you can't darshan loy v'loy la, and that's why all these places taka are shaykh to negay batim. So says the Gemara, Eloloi Lamali. So what taka do we darsha from loy? Why does the Torah say uba asher loy habayis, which is an extra word? Says the Gemara to teach us this, the following lesson: that misha miyachei beis loy. That who does negayim come to? Who gets nigei batim? A person who's miyached his house for himself. He keeps his house for himself. He's stingy. Sheinu reitzel lahashel kelav, and he doesn't want to lend out his possessions. Va'aymer shein loy, and he says that he doesn't have any. If his neighbor comes over and says, "Oh, can I borrow?" A pot, he says, well, I don't have any pots. So that's what he says. So Kadosh Baruch Hu mefarsimai. So Kadosh Baruch Hu publicizes him when he has to take all of his kelim out of his house. Because when the kohen comes to be metam of the house, so before the kohen's metam of the house, the lach is that the tumah of the house is totally in the mirror of the kohen. It's only once the kohen proclaims that the house is tummy, that's when the house actually becomes tummy. So the lach is that before the kohen's metam of the house, he tells the person, get all your kelim out of the house. Because this way, there's no reason to be metam all of them. So get them first out of the house, and then I'll be matam of the house. So this person now is going to go and take out all of his pots out of his house, and his neighbor is going to see him, and he's going to be caught taking his pots out of his house that he really does have. That's the type of person that gets nigei batim. Prat l'mashal kelav la'achirim. So the word loy is coming to teach us this lesson. That's only because he keeps his house for himself. Prat to be lafuke l'mashal kelav la'achirim. Somebody who does lend out his kelim to other people, so he's not going to get nigei batim.
Oyra Yisrael.